Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Come back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
We play that just so I can get to the last sound. It's my favorite part. You need to play the quiz. 312-981-7200. Steve Bertrand will be a lifeline. Is Mary Vandeveld still in the traffic booth, or did she just step out?
She's there.
You're going to be a lifeline? Mary says she's busy. All right. Bertrand is a lifeline for you, and otherwise you're on your own. The category is Lake Michigan, which was so busy this weekend with waves and splashing around that I thought, okay, let's learn a little bit about our great lake. So 312-981-7200, and Joan in Waukegan's ready to roll. Hey, Joan, it's John Williams. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You know how this works, right, Joan?
I hope so.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. You give me the answer. It's either true, false, or multiple choice. There's a fill in the blank. If you need some help, Steve Bertrand will give you an assist. He's your lifeline. You've automatically won yourself the Mega Pros Mega Hoodie. I know you'll look great in that, and I'll throw in a Lou Malnati's pizza if you get them all right. Sound good?
Thank you.
Okay, question number one. The name of the lake, Lake Michigan, is from the Algonquin Indian term Michigami, meaning A, big lake, or B, stinky onions.
I would say A, big lake.
Big lake is correct. Number two, Lake Michigan is the A, largest of the Great Lakes, or B, second largest, or C, third largest.
B.
B is not correct. It's the second, it's the third largest. The correct answer is C. By the way, would you have gotten that right, Steve Bertrand? Did you know that one?
I knew it wasn't the largest, but I don't know if I would have gone with B or C.
I think it's the second for volume of water, but surface area.
Well, we didn't know what you were asking.
Yeah, you didn't. Name all of the states with Lake Michigan shores. Name all of the states with Michigan shores. All right, Joan, name them.
Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Ding, ding, ding. You're done. You don't have to work anymore.
Thank you.
The flow of Lake Michigan is generally clockwise or counterclockwise. The water in Lake Michigan rotates a direction. Which is it?
Counterclockwise.
You like your chances there, don't you, Joan? Did you know that one, Steve?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's counterclockwise.
I didn't know it rotated.
It kind of comes, you think about it, the wind comes from the west and northwest, pushes the water down. It hits the bottom of the lake there in northwest Indiana, makes that turn and starts to head up. That's a counterclockwise rotation.
But the same wind that's pushing it around on the east side is still hitting the water on the west side.
This is my answer, Steve, counterclockwise.
Okay.
Number five, does the Chicago River flow into or out of Lake Michigan, Joan?
Out of.
Out of is correct. How certain were you of that, Joan?
I can't stop and think. I remember the stories about them reversing the flow of the river, and I had to stop and think a bit.
I'm that way, too. I go, oh, yeah, that's right. They changed it. So which one is it now? But you guessed correctly. You know it. It now flows out of Lake Michigan. The earliest explorers of Lake Michigan were A, French, B, Spanish, or C, Ditkas. French is correct. We got Joliet, Marquette, LaSalle. Think about all of the street and city names around here that are French influenced. Number seven, the largest city on Lake Michigan is Chicago. The second largest city is
Milwaukee.
That's correct, but that's not the question. The second one is Milwaukee. The third largest city is what?
Goodness. I'm going to ask for help here.
Oh, fine. Can you give me a state?
Why don't I just give you the...
Okay, I'm going to say... Well, I think at one time it would have been Gary. But I'm going to say Hammond.
You want to go with Hammond? Joan? It's a radio show. We're live. It's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because you certainly know this city.
I have no clue.
It's Green Bay.
Oh, that's not on the lake.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's on the Green Bay
of Lake Michigan.
It's on an inlet.
My answer is final. You're wrong.
That's a good one.
True or false, the water level on Lake Michigan is expected to reach record levels this year. True or false, the Lake Michigan water level is expected to be higher this year than it's ever been.
I would say yes.
That is correct. You have 15 seconds. Name the five great lakes. Ready, set, go.
Michigan, Erie, Ontario, Stumped.
Did you say Huron and Superior?
I did not.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, great.
And one more. It is regarded as the largest lake in the world, but it is listed on most maps as a sea. The largest lake in the world is A, the Red Sea, B, the Black Sea, C, the Caspian Sea.
I'm going to ask for assistance here.
Hey, Steve, what's the largest lake in the world?
I'm going to say Black Sea. I don't know. I'm going to say Dead Sea. No, that's...
Wasn't one of the options, so you
Red
choose...
Red Sea, Dead Sea.
Red Sea, Black Sea, Caspian Sea.
I don't really...
Okay, neither of you knows, and the correct answer is the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea. Huh, it's in Russia and other places. Okay, Joan, you've been just delightful and helpful. But not always accurate, but that doesn't really matter on this quiz game. You still get the mega hoodie, and I'm going to send you the pizza anyway. You sound like a nice person.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Talk to Steve Burt or Elif off the air, and we'll make sure we get you all set up on that.